been too long since we've done this.
I don't even know what the process of the show is anymore. Not that I knew at Wing all. It. Let me see if
we had some desperate fans. They were like, "Where are you guys?"
Kind of just disappeared. There's shit going on.
What is this episode 28?
Is it?
I don't even know.
Holy shit! Welcome to All One Aside. That's where we haven't recorded in forever, and I don't know how this works anymore. Welcome to the show that we drink a lot and talk a lot of shit that makes no sense. We have Sloan here.
Hi.
With curly hair today.
Yep.
I love it.
And Brooke.
Brooke.
Who's drinking?
Yay! Let's do a cheers to that.
So what's up, man? What's up, guys? Wait, before we start, I'm looking at the bottle of wine. Let's talk about what we're drinking.
Oh, wow. You are on the ball today.
I know, right? Whoa, shit. I was sitting at home all day going like, what should I do tonight?
Well, this is the first bottle that we're drinking, but I don't know what we're drinking next.
It's probably in the fridge.
You want me to go get
it? Or in my purse.
Sure. Or in your purse. Or in, underneath my table. Or in that cupboard.
We got wine stashed everywhere.
If you want to reach us, please add us on Facebook at facebook.com/allwineaside. Or you could also tweet us at... Yes. That one.
Fun.
Yeah, she's joking too now. She's like, this one. So you could tweet us at All Wine Aside. And you're so diseased right now. Like, you're walking crooked, you're coughing. But you have wine in your hand, so I still like you.
I'm gonna walk straight later.
What?
How does that work?
When you're drunk, you forget your pain in your toe. Right, so.
Okay, I get it. So yeah, tweet us and Facebook us, or send us a message on Skype at podcaster_Charlie and blah blah. We don't care. Okay, so what's up?
I think we should start with her.
She pooped out a baby. I know. I did the pause on purpose.
She pooped. Yeah, I had the baby. That's why I'm able to drink now.
Yay!
So I have a strategy that I pumped before, and yeah. I'm like not coherent. I'm like so tired.
Not very much of a strategy. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody does that. It's like, it's a strategy. We sat down and like wrote down notes.
But you have to figure out that
if you pump before you drink, you're fine.
But you have to time it properly, because I need to make sure. So like if like I want to have like a couple of glasses, then I need to like make sure that I have enough pumped out that one Tom can feed the baby while I'm here. And that's true. I get back home, just to be safe, that I have enough to feed the baby. And then I have to wait enough time to pump. But if I wait too long, then I'll engorge and it gets really sore, and it's a strategy.
Engorge.
Trust me.
Engorge. That's like the ugliest word ever.
Engorged breasts.
Engorged. It's like moist. I hate that word.
Moist.
So much.
Except when we're talking about cookies.
Oh, moist cookies are good.
Yeah.
Moist cake.
Oh, that's good too. Shit. Damn. But moist is still a really ugly word.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had the baby. It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Surprises.
No surprises.
All 10 fingers, 10 feet.
Yeah.
No.
He's got every 10 feet. He has 10 feet. Takes after his father.
And I was like, looking at you guys going like, yeah, uh-huh, sure, yeah, that makes sense.
I was like, yeah, I had 10 feet. He doesn't like to sleep at night at all.
Oh, he's like a party animal.
All night. He sleeps all day and he's up all night.
Keep him up.
My mother actually read somewhere that you're not supposed to keep them up when they do that. And you're supposed to, there's again a strategy where having babies is all about strategies, where you have to kind of like, when you feed them during the day, keep it very lively and lots of noise and talk to them. And then at night, keep it dark and like don't talk to them at all. And they'll eventually kind of get that that's when they're supposed to be asleep. And it should take only about 3 months for that to happen.
Don't they do that with birds too?
Maybe.
Where they just like cover the cage and it's like, it's nap time.
Night. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We used to do that with our birds when I was a kid, because we didn't want them to like all night long.
And it works.
And it does work.
Yeah. So maybe if I put a blanket over his head. Maybe that'll work.
I think that's called murder.
Yeah. Trust me, at 4 o'clock in the morning, you haven't slept, you don't care.
Well, it depends. Maybe if you leave a little hole for the mouth, then you're... It's not like murder.
Like the blanket you bought there, what's it called? The face blanket?
The face blanket. It's funny because I talked about it last weekend.
Get one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Portugal isn't using his, I figured out, so...
Oh, what?
What the hell?
Yeah.
What an asshole. How dare he not use the face blanket?
I mean, I would have it on my face all the fucking time. Anyway.
So, how are you?
people
in general, how's your, I was gonna say your birthday, but that doesn't make sense. How's your life in general? I'm making big hand movements just for you.
Okay, go. Well, it was eventful last month.
Mm-hmm. Because we haven't recorded in like a month. Because
we haven't recorded, no. Yeah. And I had some sort of a little meltdown.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Where I called, it's like an organism that takes care of people that do marketing, communications, and whatnot.
Organization?
Yeah. What did I say?
Organism.
I was like, what?
Organization.
It's an organism that takes care of people. What? It's like, that's amazing.
Just one, like... organism. Anyway, and I spoke to a psychologist and I was bawling. Like, I couldn't control it. And she was like, my dear friend, you are in the early stages of a burnout. You should probably go see a doctor and get like a leave of absence, which I did.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
And they gave me a leave of absence. So then I went to work.
That was a weird laugh in the middle of that sentence.
Because she's almost losing her shit. Yeah.
I almost went crazy.
Yeah. And then I went to work, and instead of just giving my
2 weeks,
instead of just giving my leave of absence,
oh, okay,
I quit. I was like, fat enough, fuck this shit. Because I knew that going back, I was still going to have to deal with my boss, and I was still going to have to deal with the stress of the position and the unrealistic expectations that they have for us. So I quit. Good, so I have no job right now. I'm good a fucking bum.
Wait, just a second. Remember when I like tried to dump Ken and then I ended up being dumped?
Right.
Okay.
So people would come up to me and they were like, oh my God, you quit? What happened? Where are you going? It's like, I'm not going anywhere. I was just too stressed. I'm fed up. I can't deal with him. And
makes sense.
And that's it. And we spoke, my boss and I, which is the president of the company. And he was like, so I heard you're leaving. And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, why? And I was like, I'm too stressed. I don't want to do this anymore. It's too much. And I'm not happy. And like, I'm not having my period. Like, and I'm not pregnant.
You're that stressed. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, listen, I know I'm not easy to handle. And, you know, the stress that comes with the position. And I was like, yeah, okay, stress. But there's stress. And there's like, come on, stress. Bullshit. You know? Yeah. Anyway, so we had the talk. And he was like, it's cool. Like, if you need help. I was like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm probably going to freelance and try it. Like, translation and writing. And see how that goes. And if not, I'll just find another job. Like, whatever. And ask for unemployment. Because I was too stressed. And it was unhealthy.
And you had a leave of absence, so you could prove it was because of stress.
Yeah, so technically that's what I'm going to... That's the strategy.
Word of the day.
and he invited me to the Christmas party. And said, you can come. And I was like, oh, thanks. No, whatever. So it was cool. Then 2 days later, apparently someone... He heard that I said something along the lines of, he's an asshole, I don't want to take his fucking bullshit, fuck him, this is my fuck you, or some kind of version
did
of...
Did you say that?
Yeah.
But it didn't have to get back to him.
But to very few people, I told the real story of like how he was treating me and whatever, and how stressful and emotional I was. And anyway, ended up, you know, he ended up hearing about it and pretty much let me go the next day.
Fired her.
You can't, but somebody can't let you go when you've already quit, can you?
Unless he didn't technically give in the papers.
And technically, for unemployment, it's going to say that I left. It's not going to say that I was fired.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay.
So did he just do that at a principal or?
I guess. And I was like, okay, like, I still have like a week and a half until my last day. Like, do you guys pay me that? And they were like, no, we're just going to end it here. I'm like, okay, whatever.
They have to pay you that.
I know, they have to.
They have to. You don't have to give your 2 weeks, but they have to give you 2 weeks by law.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fire me.
Even if they did, they still owe you 2 weeks. They have to give you 2 weeks.
Well, it depends. Not if they fire you for... like something
major, but I don't think that's considered bad.
No,
because he heard through the grapevine you called him an asshole. Who doesn't call their boss an asshole?
I know, but
true. But technically, you're not supposed to. But it's not major. It's not. No, I'm not causing any prejudice.
You're not stealing.
No,
right.
And so, and I spoke to an HR friend of mine, and she said, and she used to work there as well, and she said he was not allowed to do that. You can probably call back and like get that money. Thing is, I do not want to deal with this crap for a week of salary. Fuck this.
You probably have to like go through a mediator and maybe even go face to face with him. And I know somebody who did it.
I don't
want to
do that shit. And like I already, like HR and I both agreed on the story that we were going to say to unemployment so that I would get it. Like, why would I want to fuck everything up? I wrote him an email the next day to the boss and I was like, listen, I don't know what version you heard, but I've never lied. And I told you straight to your face that it was too much stress. And yes, you were very difficult to handle. And that's why I left. Like, it is what it is. And no matter what you think, till the very last day of my job, I finished the website on the very last day that I was there. Mm. Like, I give it my all the time. And I was trying to, you know, anyways, very nice, proper email, which of course I didn't get a response from, but
right.
My conscience is clear. Clear so.
Right.
So that's it. So I'm a bum. I don't have a job.
Yay!
I went from being the
and then the group.
And then she was like, she said to me, because of the, I went like, how did you become the dumper to the dumpy? And then she went to me and was like, how did you quit and then get fired?
And then end up get fired. Well, that's why we're friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're a bum like me.
Hooray. Mm-hmm. Yay.
It's fun.
So what about you, Charlie?
How are you and Ken doing?
Now, how about I tell you about my trip?
Yeah. This is why we haven't really recorded.
This is why we have, because it's my fault.
Because we don't know how to do anything.
Because not because you pooped out a baby.
No.
Or she's
I was busy. Available.
Whatever. Fine. So I went on a trip for 10 days and it was cool. Yeah. West Coast has nothing.
Your stories
though.
Are so exciting.
I know.
Okay, moving on. What's your what the fuck story? but
West Coast has nothing. Like, I was all excited about going to West Coast, like Vancouver and Seattle and Portland and San Francisco. And
10 days, Vancouver? Man, that's a lot.
I know it's a lot. Well, I was all excited about it, but there's nothing. Like, I mean, it's pretty,
right?
But once you've seen trees, you've seen them all. You know what I mean?
But Vancouver's fun. It's a fun city to hang.
How? I was bored. Like, I was like, Vancouver's boring.
Where did you go?
Downtown.
It's a fun city.
How?
I don't know. We had an office there. I used to go and I had so much fun every time I went.
Really?
Yeah.
We went there for Halloween and nobody left their house. Like, it was weird. The way that Vancouver is built is odd. You don't know where to go. She's like
spilling
everywhere. You don't know where to go. Like, you don't know which neighborhood is cool, or like, do you go smack downtown, or do you go like cross the bridge off island a little bit, or this or that? And it's like, don't know.
But you know that the cool areas are never downtown,
right? And we weren't there. Our hostel was hostel. Because I'm 12. Our Airbnb was bed and breakfast. Holy shit! Our bed and breakfast was like a little bit off the center, like we had to cross a bridge and it's like almost like we were off island, but it's like the cool part, young part of town apparently, but nobody was out, like nobody did anything.
I'm surprised. Our weird. Office was in the really cool area and it wasn't, you didn't have to cross any bridge, but it wasn't downtown.
The bridge is like stupid, like
yeah,
it's not,
but
really
it's
a bridge.
No but that's it's a piece of string.
It's a piece of string.
Like, good luck.
So anyway, so we were seeing trees and then we got bored, so we're like, hey, you want to go to like Vegas tomorrow? And we bought a ticket and went to Vegas for a day.
Well, that's fun. No, yeah. Vegas was
did you
fun.
Win money?
No, I lost.
But, no.
No, but we went to see Britney Spears in concert.
That's kind of
fun.
Yeah, except she's lazy as fuck.
She doesn't move much, huh?
No. And she lip syncs, obviously.
Everything.
Yeah, but she didn't hit as hard as I wished. Like, you know, like, hit me, baby, one more.
No. Yeah, but she lost like that spark years ago, years ago.
That's why
it was
she's
a little
not,
disappointing.
Yeah,
and apparently she got a bunch of work done. I couldn't see it because I was a little bit further off.
But kind of work.
Work like face. Like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. She doesn't look like herself anymore. Well, Vegas, you know, will influence you. But so I did that.
Falling off in the limelight will influence you also to get shit done. Yeah.
Yes. And that was my trip.
So how's Ken?
Yeah.
Ken's good.
You guys are
so
still
far.
Together?
Yep.
How's your menopause?
Menopause good.
So is it confirmed? That
not
like,
yet. I didn't go. Okay. You know what's funny is that I didn't go to do the extra tests yet. I was supposed to go now. I just finished my period, but my wedding season is like finishing up and stuff. So I've been busy and I couldn't go.
So next month?
Next month. Yep. So I don't know. But I've been feeling fine. I'm a little depressed and I got a cold sore to prove it.
Fun.
But flat. Bah, 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 bah.
Why are you depressed?
I don't know. Sometimes you just get days and weeks.
This season doesn't help.
Yeah, I think this season.
I'm doing fucking fantastic.
Now?
Ever since I quit my job, I was like, this is great. And I work in the morning. Like, I do stuff and now I have all this time for the blog and like...
What happened with your bed bugs when you like fucking freaked out and I had to call you from my Britney Spears concert?
My God. Oh, so the building ended up having them.
Some of the apartments in my building have them. And then they called us and they're like...
Because I remember you were saying that there was a potential...
They inspected all the apartments. I was in the clear, so it was cool.
Okay.
And then they called back and they were like, oh, actually... some of the apartments actually have them still. So we're going to treat every apartment. You can either do preventive treatment or a full-fledged treatment. And I was like, I'm going to take full-fledged. Like, yeah. I don't care. I'm not taking any risks. And so a couple of days before, I was like freaking out. I wasn't doing well at work. And then I got home and I found like bugs at the bottom, like corner of my apartment. But I don't know. They were like, come deep. Like worms a little bit.
Ew. Worms, really?
Yeah, but I don't know, but I didn't think. Like, clearly, those are not bed bugs. But mm-hmm. in my mind, I was like freaking out.
Like everywhere, or just like one corner?
I found like three in one area and one in another area. Hmm. Like, but obviously, nothing is far from each other in my apartment.
Is it like silverfish?
I don't know. No.
They were like small and no. silverish?
No.
Okay, because sometimes that's from humidity, simply.
Yeah. No, that wasn't it. Hmm. And so anyways, and I was freaking out because I don't have a vacuum because my apartment's so mm-hmm. small. I don't have a space to put a vacuum. So I spent I left work. And then at 1 in the afternoon, I started cleaning until 6 in the morning.
Oh my God.
And then I went to bed for like maybe 3 hours and then I cleaned again. Because the thing is also you have to clean all your clothes, all the bedding, all yeah. cushions, drapes, like everything, and put them in double plastic bags. But you've never been to my house, but how much fucking clothes do
yeah,
I have?
Yeah. And it's all open.
It's all open. It's like I have to clean everything. I literally have 20 bags of clothes on my balcony right now in double Jeez. Bags. And the great part is you can't take those apart once they come and spray everything. You have to wait because they do 2 treatments. So now they're coming back. They came the first time. They didn't find anything.
Okay.
And then and now they're coming back again tomorrow. So like I didn't unpack anything. And then after they come a second time, I have to wait something like 40 days before I unpack.
40?
What? Yeah. So like, you have to keep some clothes out to wear.
Yeah, I have like one bag that I just open. I fucking wear the same thing all the time. And
thank
I just
God you're not working.
But yeah, so it's just like a pain. It's a pain. But they haven't found any of my apartment.
At least.
And when they came the first time, I went to live at
Asia's place,
which was great.
Was it? So she called me like in a panic because she couldn't find a fucking vacuum. And I was trying to find her a vacuum from Vegas.
Oh my God.
So I was like calling
How good
Ken,
of a friend is she?
Right. I was calling Ken going like, you need to go give her a vacuum, blah, blah, blah. He was like, I'm not going to give her a vacuum. I don't have one. I was like, she could come and stay here. And I was like, calling her back. I was like, go stay at Ken's for the night. And she's like freaking out and shit. And I'm like at the concert with Britney Spears going like, ah. But yeah, so finally you did. And then I called Asia and I was like, Asia, just wake up and figure something out. I can't do anything. I'm here.
Yeah.
Right.
So she offered to have her stay because she was about to leave for Jamaica, I think.
No, Mexico.
Whatever. Same thing. One of those places.
Yeah.
So she was about to leave. So she offered to go sleep there for a week.
Okay. Like, that was okay. Nice.
Which I did with my kitty because my kitty couldn't be there because it's dangerous for her.
Mm.
And it was great.
It's like a vacation.
It was. And it's the week that I decided to quit my job. And it was like crazy.
And what happened? You like fucking went through her stuff and found a drawer of like goodness?
No, I was looking for a hair dryer. So I'm just like opening like drawers to see if there's one. And I found one at the bottom drawer of that thing. And then the second one is just like, whoa.
Like special drawer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was in it?
There was like lubes. There was like dildos. There was like a whole bunch of shit.
More than one dildo?
Yeah.
What? Jesus. Was there a butt plug?
I was like, I didn't go look. I don't want to put my hands in her shit, okay? Like,
you just like fucking grab a spatula and like move things around.
No. I would never do that. Anyway, but I found the hair dryer, which made me very happy.
Was it in the same drawer?
No, it was the one. But it was the one underneath, you know? Like, I don't know if
liquids like go through.
And honestly, she must have about like $5,000 worth of like nail polish.
Oh,
like,
oh my god!
I was scared of what you were gonna say there. Really?
Yeah, like bags and bags of nail polish. Unbelievable! I've never seen someone with so many. Probably half of those are not even good anymore.
Wow! I'm never having Sloan at my house. She's gonna throw my shit.
Apparently not as much as you would have, though. You're like, well, they just go through it.
Yeah, spatula and shit. I would have spatulaed it. It was open.
No, I didn't do that. I respect it that much. I was looking for something. And the two things that she didn't have any Q-tips, which was weird.
That is weird.
And your she didn't have any Band-Aids. Like, I was cooking and I cut myself and I was like,
now what?
Fucking great. She works at a fucking hospital. Like, you'd think she'd have those things, you know? She only had those, like, mega, ginormous, like, plastic stickery thing.
That you never use.
That you never use. But then I cut one. Like, I cut one. I was like, well, this is all I have.
Well, for me, Q-tips and Band-Aids are, like, number one thing that I always run out of. So
me too.
It happens often that I don't have it in the house.
Nothing worse than running out of Q-tips and then having itchy ears.
Oh, no. I know, you like try to stick a Kleenex in there
and then just dab yourself.
You're like twisted.
Yeah. Like, and then it's either too soft that doesn't do anything, or it's too hard and you like damage your eardrum.
It's like pointing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Terrible. Yeah. Goddamn Q-tips are so essential.
First world problems.
Did I ever told you guys the story when Tom lost the head of a Q-tip in his ear and I didn't believe him? Yeah. And he was complaining about it all day and I was like, oh, you're such a baby. There's no Q-tip in your ear, because I couldn't see it when I would just look in. He was like, I'm telling you, I lost the head in there. And then at the time I was living with my cousin and she finally, like, because he was like, either somebody goes in and tries to get it, or I'm going to go in myself and get it. And I was like, fuck, he's going to like damage his eardrum. Mm-hmm. So my cousin like took tweezers and a flashlight and pulled out a fucking head of a Q-tip.
No
like,
way.
That night, I felt like such an asshole.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
So you know what? We didn't talk about the wine.
We still didn't talk about the wine. I complimented you too early. You were not on the ball.
No. Go ahead.
Okay. So the one that we're drinking, which is really not that good, is it Les Jardins de Mérac 2014, and it's a French wine. No, but you know what? I was really traumatized.
It's definitely not the right week to say that.
No. And you know what?
Oops.
I was so traumatized.
Too soon, Charlie. Too soon.
That's it. I was so traumatized because, like, you know, shit like this happens more and more now. Like, and it's a very sad thing.
Yeah.
But the fact that it happened in a concert venue, like, it touched a chord, like, so bad with me. Because I was like, I'm always in venues. I'm in venues, like, 4 times a week, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, shit.
Yeah. You know, I actually, like, when it first happened, because I don't watch the news at all, like, at all. Ken told me, like, because he was supposed to go to a restaurant and then come see me or something. And then he was like, I'm like, did you leave yet? And he's like, oh, no, I'm watching the news. And I'm like, why? And he's like, okay, he's like, oh, Paris just got bombed. And I was like, oh, that's weird. So anyway, whatever. And it fazed me, like, just like, it sucks. I hate the world anyway. So it's like, rah. But I was in the theater like 2 days later. I went to see 007, which sucked, by the way.
Yeah, everybody's saying that.
Really?
Yeah, it was normal. I was like, boring-ish. Mm-hmm. But for a moment, I was like watching the movie, just like, and then all of a sudden during the movie, I hear a door close, like somebody like came in for popcorn and then came back in.
And you were like, slammed, oh shit.
And it just like, for some reason, my brain just like clicked and I was like, they could bomb me right now. Like,
they could. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not safe. Like, nowhere.
It's
and
stupid.
I like, for like a good, I'm gonna say a good 5 minutes, I was like panicking a little bit. Like, I shouldn't be here. I should be like at home where nobody cares about me. Like,
but nobody cares to single you out.
But isn't it crazy that just like some kind of, that the world could become like that? That it's just like, you're not, you don't feel safe anymore, but just going to the theater?
Like, I know. Like, the next place you will feel really, really safe is, like, in the country where no one's around you,
and
you
nobody
know?
Cares, right. And there's no houses, or, like, they kill one person, that's it. Doesn't impact anyone.
That's it, that's right. It. Like, cities are stupid. It's so fucking stupid. I hate people.
The world sucks.
Come to the dark side.
I'm already on the dark side. I hate people.
So, yeah, all this to say, wine?
Oh, right.
Well, I talked about the first bottle. Now we're on to the second one.
Fun.
Which is called Fun.
Where'd you get this? ACQ?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Chardonnay 2012. And it's from,
probably gross.
It's also from France.
I love Chardonnay.
It's a twist cap.
Well, fancy, so is shit. Mine.
So that's it. That's our wine. We have nothing else to say. That's
about the wow.
The wow?
The wow.
About the wow. That's the whole concept of our show. And we like, it's all right. Cool. Let's move on.
Oh, no, wait. I have something to say about Portugal.
Cool, go ahead. Well, I'm not going to finish the show. By the way, I brought you guys chocolates. I brought myself chocolates, but you can have some.
You can have.
can I have one? On my way here, I was like, I want to stop for chocolate, but it was way too late.
There you go. See, it's like I read your mind. You know? Oh, is that coconut one? You're stealing it from me. Fuck.
There's okay, you guys like the coconut chocolate?
Oh, yeah, look. There's
another. I love coconuts the best.
You guys are weird. So Portugal, he hung out a little bit with me at Asia's place. Let's not tell Asia.
I don't think she'll care. Did you have sex in her bed?
She has a drawer full of dildos. I don't think she cares.
Wait, no, but she had sex in her bed. You could at least be courteous and had it on the floor.
Kitchen table.
No, on but I
kitchen
mean...
table. Oh, wow.
You know, but I cleaned her bed and I made it for her when
did
she
you?
Came back.
Yeah. You wash the sheets and shit?
I washed everything.
Oh, so that's okay then.
Okay, that's okay then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please. Like, I wouldn't have washed the sheets. Are you serious?
I don't know what type of person you are.
Fuck, I'm a clean person.
Behind closed doors?
Oh, please. I cleaned the apartment and I left her. I made her cookies. Oh, so then when she came back, she had cookies.
You can stay at my house.
You can't. You still can't stay at my house. But I'll give you a box of cookies to make me.
Thanks. Okay. They were homemade, like from scratch.
Wait. Fancy.
I know. And then I had a lift from Annabelle.
You had a lift?
A lift. A lift.
Speak English, man. You had a lift from Annabelle?
Okay.
Good for you for remembering the name finally.
And she... And I made her cookies as well.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Like, thank you for the services, people. Anyway, all this to say that we went to see a show sometime. I can't remember when, whatever. It doesn't matter. And Portugal drove me home, but I had like my bed bug problem. Like right. I didn't want him over. And then we're like in front of my house making out like fucking teenagers. And then I'm like, let's go to your place. And he's like, okay. So we went to his place with his parents and everything.
Oh my God.
Oh, his parents were there?
Like children. Didn't he move out yet? Or you said December?
He's moving out. Not this weekend. Next one.
Mm-hmm. So you had sex with him while his parents was there?
Gross. It was actually fun. And then he was like, okay, my parents will be there probably tomorrow. And I was like, oh, whatever. Like, I've met them before. Like, no big deal, you know? And then the next morning, they just left. I don't know if they looked at the pair of boots among the three pair of shoes that were there and wonder, like, whose are they? But anyway.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's allowed to bring girls
home.
He's
allowed,
now.
But he doesn't.
No, because he's European.
Yeah. And two days ago when they were, well, Friday when they had the show, we came into my apartment and I was like, oh, they're coming tomorrow, Tuesday, to do the second treatment. And he's like, oh man, we should have gone to my parents' place. And I was like, okay, like this is becoming a thing now. Anyway, so yeah.
So and to say that he had sex with his parents in the room?
Well, not in the room. That would be very bad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Mom, Pa, are you guys ready?
We're starting now.
Gross.
Okay, we want your story.
Okay, so I think I've spoken about it a few times that I was having a C-section for this child. And not really with any medical reason. It was more because I had a C-section before, so I had the option to have a C-section again. But because there was enough time between this baby and KG, I could have went natural. I decided to go with a C-section. Working up to the C-section, I was having second thoughts about it. I was thinking about maybe going natural because the C-section, it's surgery, it's invasive, recovery is a bit long. But one of the reasons why I didn't decide to go natural was Tom and I took months and months to try and decide if this was the end for us with kids. Like, if we were going to stop having children. We decided we were. That we felt like...
So two would send.
Right. We felt like this was kind of completing our family.
Good.
Yeah, I think so. We have a boy and a girl now. And we feel whole. And we just wanted to... And we didn't want... And Tom has, like, a lot of goals. Like, he's thinking about even going to law school. Mm. And he's like... He has a lot coming up. So we decided that with the goals we have in life later on, that we just... We're good. So during my C-section, you have the option of having your tubes tied. So about 6 weeks, I guess, before my due date, I had spoken to my doctor about it. I was like, look, because I'm having a C-section, I want to talk to you about tying my tubes. And she was kind of like, really? You guys are so young. You only have two children. She's like, you know, there's always an IUD, which is just as effective as tying your tubes.
What's and that?
It's like an insert, like this little like T-shaped insert they put inside your uterus.
Oh, stichlel.
Sorry?
Like the le stichle, like
it's like a T, yeah,
exactly.
Like a Y thingy,
exactly. Oh,
y?
Yeah,
wrong I think letter.
No, it can look like a T or a Y, I believe. And it gives off hormones. I don't like I've been on the pill. I don't like the feeling of hormones inside me.
And you have
like
to remove it after 5 years.
Yeah, and I don't like the idea of having an artificial object in my body.
Yeah.
Apparently, I looked up on it, and you can both you and the guy sometimes can feel it during sex because there's like these strings that hang out from like your cervix. Yeah. So anyways, I just didn't like the idea altogether. So, but Tom and I did take more time to think about it. We're like, you know, we really have to make sure that this is what we want. And we did. And we both said that if for some reason, 10 years down the road, if we felt like expanding our family, we were both open to the idea of adoption. So we had made our decision that I was going to tie my tubes. When I originally spoken to my doctor about it, I was like, when do you need to know for sure if I want to tie my tubes? And she goes, just let me know day of. So that morning we went to the hospital.
That's crazy though, eh? Day of? Like, yeah. Because, oh, by the way, tie my tubes.
And I actually knew that I had until day of because when I had KG, they made me sign a paper saying that because I had a C-section also that I didn't want to have my tubes tied. And the girl's like, I know you're young. It's back there. I was in my 20s then. She's like, but we just have to ask you while we're in there, do you want us to tie your tubes? And I was like, no, because I knew I wanted to expand my family later on. Now I was sure that I didn't want to expand my family anymore. I'm in my 30s now. Our oldest is like going to be 8. Like, we're done. We're not doing this again. So when I went into the hospital, when I went to go register, I told him, I was like, look, I don't know who I have to tell, but I'm supposed to be having my tubes tied during the C-section. I want to make sure that gets done. She's like, let the nurse know when you go to your room. So nurse that brings me to her room, I let her know. I was like, look, I don't know who I'm supposed to tell, but I'm supposed to have my tubes tied during the surgery. Well, then she goes, well, there's going to be nurses coming in to prep you to go into the OR. You let them know and they're going to make you sign the paper. I'm like, okay. So the two nurses come in. I let them know again. I'm like, look, I really want to have my tubes tied during the C-section. And one nurse goes, oh, but you guys are so young. And I was like, okay, just sakes. I was like, yeah, I know, but we're done. Like, I have an 8-year-old. We're done. And then the other nurse looks at me kind of weird and goes, does the doctor, and she says the doctor's name. I don't know if I should say the name or not. But
Dr. Bobby.
There you go. She goes, does Boxer?
Boxer Bobby? Does Boxer Bobby know?
Does Dr. Bobby know that you want to tie your tubes? Like, kind of looking at me like, she wouldn't go for that. And I was like, well, we spoke about it. She told me to take more time to think about it. I did. And this is our decision. I even went to go see my therapist and had a therapy session just to make sure this is what I wanted to do. And I left my therapy session completely convinced this is what I want to do. So they made me sign the papers. I signed for like my anesthetic. I signed everything. They're like, this is to have, it's called tubular
whatever
ligation or something. Yeah.
Tubular blockage. Something, blah, blah, blah.
So I signed for that. So everything goes okay. We go into the OR. Once the baby comes out and the doctor sewing me back up, she kind of makes a comment where she goes, okay, so everything's good in case you guys want a third. So I look at Tom and I'm like, are they not time? And he goes, no, she's joking. And then Tom's even just like, no, I'm not done school. Like, no third. And then everyone kind of laughs. So we're like, okay, she was joking.
Yeah.
But something in my head, I was like, she wasn't joking. She didn't tie my fucking tubes.
Like, who would say that?
Yeah. So.
And that's your actual doctor.
This was my obstetrician that followed me in my whole pregnancy, which I was ranting and raving about how much I love her. She was the best doctor I had ever seen. She was super sympathetic. She was really, really nice. So we get back to the room. I mentioned to Tom, I was like, I don't think they tied my tubes. So I can't remember how it came up, but I had asked one of the nurses, like, can you check to make sure they tied my tubes during the surgery?
You don't remember how it came up. I kept looking at you going, ask her.
Well, but like, I can't remember how it came up between us. Like, I don't know if you brought it. I don't know. I was out of it. I was on drugs. But it came up somehow and that's it. So you were like, so I asked her. And she was like, I'll go check. She comes back. She's like, no, I don't think so. So I was like, okay. So I.
Well, she came in and then she was like doing her nonsense, like checking you and stuff. And then I kept looking at you going like, tubes. And she was like, just a quick question. And could you tell me if I was supposed to get my tubes tied? And she looked at Brooke going like, yeah, I remember you signing the paper.
Because she was the nurse that looked at me and went, does Dr. Bobby know that?
Well, she's like, oh, yeah, I remember you signing the paper. Yeah, about the tubes tied. Let me ask. And she left the room. And then she came in and she's like, I don't think she did it. And when, like, maybe Tom came in like maybe like 5-10 minutes later.
I remember you started freaking out and Tom was just like, no, it's okay. And like when Tom gets too Tom gets too calm, that's not a good sign. He was like, no, it's okay. And when the nurse left the room,
I started making a face and Tom was like, no, it's okay.
Yeah. And then the nurse left the room and Tom looks at the baby and goes, is this how daddy's gonna pay his way through law school? Because he wants to sue her. So,
and he's right.
Yeah, because like that was our decision to make.
You signed it and everything.
So just to make sure it wasn't a mistake somewhere, I think it was the next day or the day we were leaving the hospital on the Friday. So 2 days later, we had asked another nurse, like, can we see our file? Because I want to make sure, because Tom's like, maybe you didn't sign the right place. Maybe it wasn't signed. Maybe something happened somewhere. Or maybe this lady just didn't see that it wasn't done. So we want to see our file. We want to go over our file. So we went over the file and the nurse was explaining everything to us. And he was like, what's the signature here for where I'd signed? She goes, that means she can't have any more babies, that she had her tubes tied. I was like, oh, so it was done. She was like, well, what's the problem? I was like, I signed it. I was supposed to have it done, and I'm not sure if it was. And there was signatures, like everywhere I signed, there was another signature by, I don't know if it was a staff member, a nurse, a doctor, what, were they like, I guess, so like,
done.
And they didn't sign beside that. So the nurse is like, let me go check. So she goes to check. She comes back and she goes, well, Dr. Bobby felt that when you spoke to her about it,
you didn't seem
sure. I was like, that was 6 weeks before the actual date.
Are
I was like,
serious?
She told, yeah. I was like, she told us to think about it more, and we did, and we made that. It was a very difficult decision for us, but we made that decision.
For God's sakes, you signed the fucking paper. Yeah.
And she was like, well, you'll have to talk to her about that when you see her at your 6 week appointment. Oh, but at this point, like, what? She's gonna cut me back open?
It's over. Yeah.
So yeah, so we're really upset.
You guys should definitely sue her.
But we can't really in Canada. You can't really sue people unless there's like a monetary value that you lost. So the only thing we'd be able to sue her for, because now Tom's gonna, like, because a vasectomy is a much less invasive procedure than getting your, like, being cut open of your tubes tied if you're not already in there. Mm-hmm. The whole point was that they were already in there, and it's nothing to do it once they're in there.
Yeah.
So the only thing we'd be able to sue her for is if there's a cost associated with the vasectomy, is we can probably get her to pay for it. But I don't think there is.
No, I think it's covered.
Yeah, so there's not really much we can sue her for, and we can give her a bad name. But I mean, I understand she felt
WebMD.
Like,
no, but it's not up to her.
That wasn't her decision to make. We had plans for a future that did not include more children, and now we're at risk for having more children. And like that wasn't said. So, like, now Tom has to go through the procedure. Like, it just,
it's a pain in the ass.
It's a big pain in the ass, and it's really, really irritating.
Fucking bitch, man.
Yeah, we're really, really upset.
You should say her name.
Yeah, I know.
I would have been so pissed. You don't understand. I would have blown up. I would have fucking...
It's really upset. I cried
exploded.
A lot.
Exploded.
I cried after that Friday. I went in the bathroom and cried. And the pediatrician came in to, like, let us go from the hospital. I was, like, in there crying. So it's, like, an emotional... Because your hormones are, like, all over the place.
Fucked up, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, he sees me crying. They're going to let me go. They're going to think I'm unstable. I just want to go home. they let us go home. but, yeah, so...
Like, get rid of her.
That's it.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, Tom's, like, fuming.
I can't believe really, that really even upset. Happens. Like, how the fuck?
It's not, like... I could understand if I was, like, 20 and this was my first child. And even at that, it's still my decision. But, like, we're a couple that has two children. We've decided to stop having children. We're in our 30s. Like,
I think it's a reasonable decision. Like, it's absolutely not rash. You had your therapist. Like, you talked about it. You, like,
I have
pondered.
The right to plan my future. And my future doesn't consist of any more children.
It's been, yes.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Fucking
I know.
Bitch.
I was really upset. And I was so upset because I loved this doctor so much. And she let me down so bad.
Man, how is that going to go in 6 weeks?
I don't know. Tom's not coming to the appointment because he might start gonna smash trashing her. Stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe you should go. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Because it's not like you're going to say anything. No offense at all.
No, I know.
But you're going to try to be nice.
I don't.
How about you go with her? Maybe I should. No, I'm worse than Tom, though. I'm much, much worse. I would literally punch her in the face.
At this point, what is she going to do? Like I said, I'm not going to go get cut back open for this. So it's like, what's the point of causing
chaos? No, but I would just be like, you know, next time someone asks for this, you should respect their right. Because now we have to go through the hassle of having him getting a vasectomy because you made a decision that wasn't yours to make. Like, fuck off.
Right. Well, I will. Because she is going to talk to me about birth control because that's what they do at the 6 week. Like, you know, do you want to go on the pill? Do you want whatever? And I will mention, I'll be like, no, I was kind of hoping I had my tubes tied. It didn't happen. So Tom's going to have a vasectomy. Like...
I would say that you're very disappointed.
Yeah, yeah.
I am. I wasn't. I mean, I expressed that to one of the nurses, but I don't know. I just feel like, why cause chaos?
Because she has no clue. What the hell?
She has her own mentality about this, clearly, and she has her own values, and you need to know that they're not right. Like, she can't just make
she's
a decision for another human being. She's not, period. She's not God, period. Like, she can't make a decision
That's exactly
about somebody
what Tom
else's
said. He's, like, perfect life. Example of, like, God complex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she thinks she knows better than us.
Yeah, and... she can't do that. It's not her business. Yeah.
I
she
really
can't
didn't want to go on birth control. Yeah,
no, you gotta.
So, yeah.
Guys, I told Portugal I was on Tinder.
You're on Tinder again?
Because it was like, I was like, are you on Tinder? He was like, no. And I was like, okay, I'm on Tinder.
Was he on Tinder before?
No.
Okay.
So it's not like he stopped for you.
No. Please.
No, but...
And
if he stopped for you, you have to stop for
him. Yeah, but he's made it definitely clear on several occasions that this is not...
Can we not talk about this before I get frustrated, please? Thanks. Yeah. So you showed him your Tinder. I'm eating a chocolate.
I showed him one
showed
of
him your Tinder. It sounds like you're gonna go somewhere else with
no,
that.
No, but wait.
So you showed him.
Because lately I've been matching with guys that I know are a terrible fit for me.
Okay.
Are just terrible people.
Okay.
Complete period. Because I think it's funny.
Okay.
And I like to hear what they're going to say. Okay. And then there's the most terrible one of all ever. Okay. I'm going to show you what he looks like.
Oh, God.
His name is Ray. He's 27.
First of all, his name is Ray. That's enough for me.
He's from Australia. And
I like the Australian.
No, wait.
How wide is your location?
Oh, it's like 5 miles.
He's from Australia.
He's from Australia.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't mean he's still there.
I see what you mean.
And he's into EDM, lifting, tattoos, and nightlife.
What's EDM?
EDM music. It's like a...
Fantastic.
So, and in my profile, I say that I'm obsessed with owning a chicken, right? Because I think they're so fucking cute. So first thing he says to me, I swipe right because I'm like, I didn't even show you what he looks like.
Oh my God.
What? I think you know this guy.
He pretty much has douchebag tattooed on his forehead. Wow.
Oh my God, that haircut though.
Oh, that hair. He looks like a chicken.
Oh, wait.
He looks like a chicken.
Oh my God.
No, stop.
No, wait. There's more.
Oh my God.
It's terrible. He is the most raunchy. Blech. Okay. So anyway, he's like, do you like chicken and rice, love? And I'm like, not really, no, because I want to own a chicken.
You didn't understand that sentence?
No, that's it. And then I'm like, is that your real hair?
You said it? That's amazing.
And then he goes, everything about me is real, love. So you don't eat chicken? And I was like, nope, too cute. I was like, are you an artist, love? And I was like, in a way, I guess.
Calling you a hipster or something?
Anyways, I was like, what do you do? He's like, in a way, I am as well. I am a sculptor. Me body is the clay.
Oh my God.
No.
I'm like, and I'm like, oh, that's your job?
Could somebody punch him in the throat, please?
His own body?
Yeah.
Okay, and?
And then he goes, I lift, coach, and do a little bit of modeling on the side. I don't know for what, because really, he's... enough about me. Do you squat, love?
Do you squat?
First of all, stop calling me love.
Jeez. He's like, do you squat?
Technically, he's not even... There's no, comma. So he's like, do you squat, love?
No punctuation.
So anyway, I didn't answer to that because I'm like, I don't know what to say to that. And then he's like, it's nice talking to you, love. I gotta hit the gym. It's legs day. Can I get your number?
Oh my God!
Is this guy for real?
That's so funny.
And then I didn't answer that either because I was like, oh my God, this guy, like, it's too much. Voyons donc. And then he's like, he's like, what's up, love? And I'm like, not much. Twisted my ankle at a show last night. And then he says, are you a stripper, love? And I'm like, are those the only shows you see? He's like, no, but they are my favorite. And I was like, well, sorry, my self-esteem is pretty high and college is already paid for, so no, I'm not a stripper. He's like, it's nothing to be ashamed of, love. I did a little naughty dancing back home.
Of course he did.
I'm like, well, good for you if you enjoyed that. I'd rather do no dancing at all, with or without my clothes. And then he's like, would you dance privately for me? This guy
is such a tool.
And I was like, I honestly don't squat, so not sure you'll enjoy the show.
Did he say anything after?
Do you think you would enjoy my show, love?
No.
And I didn't reply.
He wants to dance with you.
He wants to dance for me.
Fucking loser.
But he's terrible. I would be so turned off by this guy.
Well,
I'm
so... Why did you like him?
Because I knew that it was going to be entertaining.
And it was.
That's when you go, unmatched.
Can you do that once you swipe right? Yeah. You can unmatch it?
Yeah. And I have also matched with this guy who has the worst eyebrows of the history of the world.
Is it unibrow?
No. Quite contrary.
Way too overplugged. Oh my God!
Oh my God. He gets those bad boys threaded.
Oh, gosh. He is terrible. And the conversation is also...
Wait, his eyebrows are, better than mine. That's, weird.
I know. He's like organic broccoli. Yeah. And I'm like...
Oh, my God.
I'm not anal about organic. I just like broccoli. He's like, me neither, but it allows me to feel okay about having 10 pints later that night. And I'm like, pretty sure no one feels okay after 10 pints, no matter how organic what you put in your mouth is. He's like, define okay. And I was like, sane, not weird, walking straight, not embarrassing their friends because they peed themselves. He's like, well, what's the fun in sane? And I was like, you see pleasure in being mentally challenged? He's like, no, this is Tinder and I'm fucking around, Miss Serious. I'm like, you're just terrible.
You're just terrible.
He's just terrible.
I think he saw the fact that you were trying to be a bitch.
Probably, but he just said Miss Serious just now.
Just now,
yeah. He like added a comment. He wants my attention. And then you know when guys look actually boring? They are. I just noticed. Mm-hmm. They completely are. Mm-hmm. There's this guy. S'appelle Ashraf.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You know what I discovered off Tinder?
He looks like this.
I really hate it when people have ugly names. Like, I can't say, hi, meet my boyfriend, Ashraf. Like, no. Like, just no.
We're going to have to find Jordan.
I'd be like, meet Tiger.
Tiger.
And then he's like, hi. And I'm like, hi. How's it going? Good, you? Good, thanks. What do you do? Well, I mean, I twisted my ankle yesterday, so I'm watching Netflix right now. He's like, oh, how long ago that I twisted my ankle?
Or that I've been watching Netflix.
I don't know.
Going on day three now.
And it's like the day before yesterday. He's like, well, I hope you'll get better soon. I was like, well, thanks.
Wow.
That's terrible. How can this guy have chemistry with anybody? He's as charming as a fucking park bench. Tinder is very entertaining lately.
I actually went back.
What?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't know. Exactly because I don't know. I don't. He's nice. He's awesome. And he's...
But how often do you see him now?
A lot.
What's a lot?
Every 2 days. Like, one day yes, one day no, pretty much.
So, like, 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah, pretty much. So, it's a lot. And he's super nice, really. But it's like, for some reason, either I'm not letting myself feel that way about him, or I just don't feel that way about him. But I don't know. I just went back on Tinder. So, what's
that's how you allowed yourself
that's
to
That's how you manage it? Okay, that's interesting. Can we talk about the whole carp story?
What carp story?
Sure. Oh, wait, but he's going to listen. That's mean.
Oh, and it's kind of funny.
Now I don't want to hear it, though, so let's turn it off. And
Well, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
So
I told him, by the way. I was like, so apparently you messaged Sloan. And he's like, yeah, I was fucking shit-faced. And I'm like, I know.
Because I'm home, like, I think on a Friday.
I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
This is coconut.
Fuck, did you find that?
I don't know. You want it?
No, you can have it.
How? Yeah.
I think you were looking at the box upside down.
Oh, no, this is coconut cream. The other one was coconut cluster.
Oh. So much better.
Yeah.
So carp adds me on Facebook. So I'm like, who is this? Whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. So I like, we're friends. The next day, we're like...
You know what's funny? Is that she literally adds anyone on her Facebook. Like, she'll be like, who's this?
Add.
I'll be like, who's this? Block.
Yeah. We don't have at least five friends in common. I don't know who you are. You're not getting added.
Well, lately I have a lot of people that are in bands that add me.
I thought you were gonna say in bed.
In bands. In bands.
I don't really know their name. Yeah. But I add them to Facebook.
But they add me, and then I obviously accept them. And I didn't know who that was, but then I looked at the picture and I realized it was him. So anyway, like maybe a day later or something, he messages me. He's like, hey, I just came out of a show. It was so cool. I'm sure you would have loved it. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Random, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, what show?
Random?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what show is it? And he goes, fuck, I can't remember what the show was.
Was it like 3 Days Grace or something?
Yeah, something like, anyways, but I was like, okay, well, it's cool. And he's like, any good shows coming up? And I was like, well, you know, there's like M for Montreal coming up in a couple of weeks, so that's gonna be interesting. And
remember,
like,
we talked about that like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Montreal, and we had no idea familiar. What was that.
Yeah. It was the 10th edition this year. So anyway, and then I get there. No, I don't get anywhere. I'm like, well, there's M for Montreal. Blah, blah, blah.
So where?
It's going to be cool, whatever.
My keyboard?
Seriously. Oh, it was Hailstorm and 3 Days Grace. It was really good. I think you would have enjoyed it. It was like...
Sloan doesn't listen to anything that's popular.
No, I do.
No, you don't.
I do, but I don't. 3 Days Grace, come on. No one has listened to that in fucking 10 years. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, but I'm more into local music, but I do hit the big shows once in a while. That's what I said, like, right? I'm nice. Mm-hmm. He's like, if you have some freebie tickets next time I'm in, I'm like, okay, sure. And he's like, hey, I heard the last podcast. I know you want to get laid.
Carb.
And I'm like,
what did I say when you said that to me? I was like, hey, good on him, man.
And like, I was like, what the hell is this? And then I replied, where's this going? And then he's like, oops, I lost things there. I mean, you need concert friends. Means to write that to a booty call I used to have. No way. You mentioned the fucking podcast. Of course it was me. I have no idea how writing works right now. I'm like,
he was smashed.
I'm just gonna ignore this whole thing.
So funny.
So Carp, good job.
Good job.
I was impressed. I was.
What do you want me to say?
You brought it up.
Oh, well, funny. You know,
I was impressed. I like it when people just like, you know, both straight go up. For it.
Yeah,
it's just true. Go for it. See what happens. If it doesn't work, so what?
Yeah. But he should have owned to it. Like, oh, sorry, I wanted to message a booty call. Like, come on.
That also happens to record a podcast.
As well. Like, how many girls podcaster does he know?
Probably not a lot.
Maybe
I don't know. Anyway, I don't think you're wrong.
If he was going to do this, just like fucking own it, you know?
Right.
Anyway.
Be like, you're sexy, bitch. Let's sleep together. I have a big dick. I don't know what.
I was like, what? Oh, I don't know what question to ask now. How do you know?
I don't know.
Are you joking? Okay, you don't know.
I'm assuming. I'm giving you credit, Carp. Take it.
Might as well.
Take it and run.
Take it and run. Yep. Okay, you guys want to go to... What do we do in the show?
Inner thoughts.
Inner thoughts.
It's like drunken station. No. All wine the side. No.
Do we have anything for trust circle also?
Hold on. Trust question.
Trust question. Because Google has that.
No.
You'll be like, I know exactly what you mean, Sloan.
I was Googling my head.
Okay.
What? What is a deal breaker for you guys with a guy? Did we ask?
What do you mean?
Like,
fuck you, I'm not interested?
Like, a guy will do one thing, and you'll be like, that's it. Bye-bye.
Oh, that is a good question. I like that.
Google in my head works well.
For a guy, not a person in general, because I definitely have one for a person in general.
Well, for me, it kind of works
does
for
both. Does it apply
both.
To guys as well?
Yeah, it does.
Like, mine kind of, like, works for both. Like, I mean, there's always exceptions to every rule, but a big, like, I'm so lost for words. I'm so fucking tired.
What the fuck are you going to say now? a big what? Ego.
Theory, no. Theory. A big, like.
A big berry?
No, I was gonna say theory. Like, a thing I live by. I'm so fucking tired.
A theory? A big,
I guess my theory,
A big strategy?
I was going to say strategy.
Thing you live by. Thing you live by. There's a word for that.
Yeah. A value?
Value.
I guess
good.
A big value, I guess. That's not the word I was looking for, but I'll go with value. I can forgive a lot of things, but I can't forgive a liar. Like, somebody who just, like, lies all the time.
Out of
like,
their teeth, yeah.
Yeah, no. Like, if you do something and you can own up to it and be honest about it, then I can work with that and forgive that. But if you're going to lie about shit, no. There has to be trust.
So if a guy lies to you, basically, you'd be like, fuck you.
There's one thing, like, lying, but, like, yeah. Like, if
that
you do something...
Sentence.
No, but, like...
I wish I could have wrote that down.
Fucking slept in 2 weeks. If, like, you do something, you're not honest about it, and I call you out on it, and you're still going to lie about
right.
it, no.
Okay, no. That makes sense.
You?
Me? Well, okay, so about a guy... I'm going to...
It could be people in general.
If it's people in general... I had one.
Do you want me to go while you remember?
Sure.
I really dislike... pretenders, right, people that
fake,
that pretend.
So the entire world?
No. Some people are like, you know, like they pretend they're like much more knowledgeable than they actually are, and like,
I do that all the time.
I'm like, I'm not afraid to say that I don't know a band or I don't know a painter or I don't know, like,
yeah.
Fuck, man, seriously, and like, don't look at me because I like to go to the shit bar. Like, it doesn't make me a shit person, you know?
Right.
It's like, I hate pretenders. Guys, like, guys that are like that, for sure, I will not touch ever.
Makes sense.
Give me an example.
Authenticity is like...
Give me an example while I'm trying to figure out what the fuck's going on in my brain
right
now.
Just keep talking, so there's not a lot of silence.
You know, it's like, the guy that I was dating. I wasn't even dating him. He actually, like, wrote back to me. You remember that guy that I met at a bar?
No! The guy that kept pushing for the cigarettes?
No, that was the kid. No, the guy before him.
Open this?
Yeah. The guy before him, he was like, I met at a bar. His name was Chris, and I don't know,
Chris number. Chris, oh yeah,
Chris,
we met together.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I slept with him once in October of last year.
Yeah.
Started texting me again this year, like just now. He never quit. He met with Annabelle one night because she was over, and he just dropped by.
Okay.
Like in October, the night that we slept together.
Okay.
And
I was like confused because
they were gonna catch a fly.
No, I was confused because how does he even know Annabelle? But all right, I can, because
she was
it.
Over at my house, yes. And then he was texting me. I'm like, sure, just drop by. And then she left, and then we had sex, and then she got robbed, so he left, and I went to Annabelle's house. Anyway,
so that's a story for another show.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, there's a lot more to that story we don't know.
But anyway, And it was the first time I didn't want this guy, the sex was terrible. I didn't want this guy to sleep over. And I was like, I have to go. And I was so thankful that she got robbed. Yeah. I was like, I have to go. He's like, well, I can't stay anyway. I have a dog. And I was like, this is great. This is like the next thing I'm going to go for. Do you have a dog? Yes.
Perfect. Can't anyway. Stay the night.
Anyways,
it really sucks.
But that evening he was like, she asked him, she was like, where are you from? And she was like, and he was like, I'm from Montreal West. And she was like, where in Montreal West? But there's a part of the city that's called Montreal West. Mm-hmm. But he was so like, how do you not know Montreal West? Like, ugh, degrading, like nasty. And we were just like, looked at him like, fuck this, man. Montreal West, it doesn't even own a name. Yeah, he was a bit of a pretender.
Okay, so I remembered mine.
And he had bad breath. I hate bad breath.
Oh, me too.
That's also a turn off.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a deal breaker.
Can you change your deal breaker? You know that someone always has like shit breath? Mm. What causes shit breath?
Can I just say something though? What I shouldn't be saying on this podcast.
Oh, no. Who has shit breath?
We've reached that point of the podcast.
Who? No. Yeah, he... Sometimes there's some days, man, that he's just like...
And you're like, gum?
Yeah. Would you like to go brush your teeth? Do you want like a Tic Tac?
A Tic Tac?
And I'm like, I love Tic Tacs. You want one? Yeah. And it's like becoming like
a problem
a little bit. I really hope he doesn't listen
Maybe
to this.
Maybe he's a mouth breather. Because KG's a mouth breather in the morning?
No, but it's... Okay, I forgive the morning. Because in the morning...
I kiss in the morning. I don't even care.
It doesn't matter.
He has a good breath. He has good morning breath.
No. But even if you don't, it's the morning. It's very forgiving. I'm okay with that. But middle of the day, no. Fix it. Mm. Like, you're not supposed to have bad breath in the middle of the day.
Either you're not eating enough or you're eating
drinking,
the wrong
thing. Maybe you're not drinking enough.
Yeah, maybe dehydrated.
Or something in the middle of the day.
If you abuse the scope or the Listerine, it also kills the good germs that fight bad
before.
Breath.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can't abuse that.
Yeah, so I hate that too. It's like, but it's more of a turnoff than a
deal breaker.
Mm. I would say deal breaker for people in general is people who are mean for no necessary reason.
Yes, agreed.
Like, why? Yeah. Why are you
just
mean?
Don't be an asshole. Just there's enough assholes in the world.
Yeah, there's no need for an
I'm starting to get sore.
Are you? Yeah. You have to like pump out. Yeah. It's like touching your boobs. But yeah, people that are mean, for me, it's like, no, just I'll fucking fuck you up. I'll fuck you up. I'll hate you. But yeah.
Okay.
In our thoughts.
I'll bet when Godzilla first came out, God was like, damn, that name is way cooler.
That's hilarious. Why did I pick Godzilla?
That is really funny.
Did you think of that yourself?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, that's too bad. I should have that.
Okay. Say again.
Did you think of that yourself?
Yeah.
Somebody listening to the podcast is going to be like, no, she didn't.
Saw that on BuzzFeed last week. That was me.
Not enough people listen to us so for somebody to call us out.
Okay.
Inner thoughts. Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Inner thoughts.
Oh, it's my turn.
You sure?
I'm taking one of GBL's.
Again?
Yeah, I don't have to mind them. Can a hearse carrying a corpse drive in the carpool lane?
What?
A hearse?
A hearse? What's a hearse?
Those cars that carry dead people.
Can they carry? That's actually a really good question.
Carrying a corpse, can it drive in the carpool lane?
Did you hear about all those people that were like that? Have mannequins in the passenger seat.
Well, I was gonna say if the corpse is sitting up in the passenger seat.
Oh, that's so creepy.
I always thought about that in the carpool lane. I was like, why don't you just carry a mannequin with you?
But they do. A lot of people apparently do.
I would too.
And then you get arrested and you're like, wake up!
Oh my god, he's dead.
Can you imagine that actually happens to one guy that has like a friend
that dies
in carpool and the friend dies in the car?
Oh my god!
And then the cop comes and you're like, clearly, this guy's dead, sir.
No one cares the guy's dead. We just care that you're falsely driving in the carpool lane under false pretenses.
Yep. I swear he was alive when we left.
It's not my fault.
Terrible. That's a good one.
Inner thoughts.
There she was, just saying do a dee 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 dum dee dee do.
That's a thought that passes through my head often also.
Oh God, I had that song in my head.
Drunken Station. Drunken Station.
She was waiting for the end of my, like,
was it gonna cut off your vocals?
Like, walking, looking at her phone, waiting for it.
Multitasking.
No.
I'm a mother of two now. I gotta do that.
Pretend like you care. Let's see. Drunken Station. We don't have that much.
I'm like, I just found like 28.
28?
Oh,
yeah,
actually, we do have. I know we have one. Carp. I went to see Carp the other day when he told me he was too drunk to text you. And he was like, did you see my text? I was like, no, but I'm going to go get it now.
Was he drunk when he wrote those as well?
Probably. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's another inner thought I want to use. I'll save it for next time from GBL. It's hilarious.
Likes. Oh, they changed favorites on Twitter. It's not favorites anymore. It's likes.
Oh, copycats.
Copycats. Get it. But did you see that on events on Facebook, it's not going anymore? It's interested.
I guess because too many people were attending and then not going.
Yeah, I hate that so much. Oh, my God. I organized an event for a bunch of photographers the other day, like this week, on Thursday. 40 confirmed, 17 showed up. Like, oh, wow. Come on, man, really?
People do not take responsibility.
But you always have to expect that at least like 30% aren't going to show up.
But you put going.
That's like, you had a really bad rate. That was like 55%.
But you put going, just like, go. If you're not going, that's cool. I don't care. Just put maybe, you know, maybe people don't go. But yeah, anyway. I was like, I don't know why I'm checking this on my phone when my computer's right next to me.
I don't know.
But anyways, there she was, walking by the street.
Singing do-a-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
That was very harmonic. Okay, women who love wine.
Yes, that's us.
Can I post this? We'll see. Your boyfriend there.
GBL? No.
Your boyfriend.
Who's my boyfriend?
What's his name again?
Starts with a K. And I'm drinking again.
And you're drinking again. Yay!
Who? Craven? No.
Craven?
I don't know.
Nick Craven.
Carnage.
Carnage!
Oh, okay, yay. Okay. My boyfriend. I get it. Yeah. Okay. I thought you guys were actually thinking of like a Hollywood guy that was my boyfriend.
Nope.
But now it's trying to load. And my internet obviously is being stupid gay. Stupid gay?
Stupid gay?
That's racist.
Like, there's a smart gay?
Oh, well, that's even more racist.
Jeez, it's getting darker by the second.
What I meant to say was that there is no smart or stupid gay. Just came out really wrong. I love gay people. I think they're probably one of the nicest brand.
Brand? I love how stupid this is getting. Okay, why can't this fucking play already?
I don't know. I'm going to put lipstick while you do that.
Okay.
Can I read a Drunken Station from GBL while we're figuring
yes.
it out?
Yes.
I thought this was clever. If a word is misspelled in the dictionary, how will anyone ever know?
I know.
It's true.
It's true, though. We rely way too much on fucking
it. Well, because there will be another dictionary.
Well, how do we know which one's right, which one's wrong?
The more reliable one.
That's objective.
I guess. No way. You have to check a third dictionary to be a tiebreaker. You okay there? You eating your lipstick? Fantastic.
Hey, you know that I wore lipstick for the first time?
You wore like, lipstick?
It's fun when... In Vegas?
No.
Oh, oh my God. Lipstick.
When I went on vacation, I went to sleep at like 8:30.
At night?
Yeah.
Really?
It's so sad.
I wanted to go sleep at 8:30.
You know when I went to Hawaii? We would go to bed. To bed. 7:30 or 8.
Nice.
And we'd wake up at 5 and we'd be on the beach because the sun,
like, you'd be my crowd.
The sun sets at like 6 and then it's up at like 4:30 in the morning. Like, wow. It's like, it's made for you to be up early, working out and running on the beach and whatever. And not go out. You don't go out in Hawaii.
No, I wore lipstick for the first time at the get together.
Hi, good afternoon. Would you ladies like anything?
At a get together, that worked.
Would you like to try this lipstick? Oh, no, you have a cold sore.
I have a cold sore.
Yeah, no, do not offer her your lipstick.
But although I have that too, like technically.
You don't want one right now.
No, I don't. I don't want my lipstick to be tainted.
I wonder if it would come out just because.
Let's just not try.
No, that's fine. Okay, let's see if this records.
Hi, good afternoon. Would you ladies like anything?
Wine.
Okay, how about a glass or a
bottle?
I've seen this.
Is it cheap?
Yeah.
Is it the color red?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Oh, I had the longest day. I need a glass of wine. Did you get punched in the face?
Oh my God, I don't know. Did I? It's just grown-up apple juice, let's be real, okay?
And say when?
We have a problem. There's no bottle opener.
Okay, get me a shoe, some nails, and a spare nunchuck.
Say when?
No, I'm letting this one aerate while I drink this one. It's a classy thing, I promise. It's
fun. How many alcoholic beverages do you have per week?
One. Bottle. Per night.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're drinking out of the bottle?
I don't want to do dishes later.
Oh, that's the way I do it.
Mm-hmm. A bottle a day keeps the doctor away.
Away.
That's what I heard.
Because you're too drunk to call him.
Grape? It's grape, isn't it? Here's the secret. I have no fucking clue what that is.
Oh, my God.
It was $5.
You're amazing.
I have the Sauvignon Blancs.
You know, we should really exercise tonight.
That's totally me.
Oh, that's funny.
It's your favorite people.
That's funny.
But tomorrow we should.
BuzzFeed people, I know. They're going to hire me one day.
Don't you love how the laugh just came in at the exact same moment?
They're going to hire me someday.
No, we are not. Thanks, assholes.
Yeah. I feel like BuzzFeed is going to die soon.
You think so?
Because they need me on their team.
No, I feel like they've peaked. Now they're plateauing and eventually it'll...
Well, I mean, the internet evolves so fast that
eventually
get really, really bored about it.
Yep. Amazing.
Sorry.
Who barfed? Nobody.
Okay. A carp said, drinking wine at bedtime can help you lose weight.
Click. That's awesome.
Seriously?
Apparently. If you're struggling to lose weight.
You see, but a title like that, you really shouldn't read into it because there might be a but. Let's just take the title and run with it.
Doesn't matter what it says. Let's just say
it.
I was thinking if I have wine before going to bed and if I'm with someone, I'm going to be like ultra wild in bed. So maybe I will lose more calories, you know?
That's how I get my cardio in.
That's so funny because I'm so lazy after wine.
So are we reading it or are we just taking it and running?
You can read it quickly if you want. But okay. As soon as you get to the word butt, we're stopping.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to know the butt. I want
to
see it.
If you're struggling to lose weight. That's it. There's a butt right there. Wait, no way.
No, it's not a real butt.
Okay, but find yourself... Okay, if you're struggling to lose weight, but find yourself peckish around bedtime, try swapping your midnight snack for a bottle of wine.
A bottle? Really? Is this bottle of wine?
No, it's a glass. I read whatever I wanted to read. Fucking article.
There's no article.
Oh, good. So we don't have to read into it anymore.
I'm not even kidding. I'm like going through all kinds of little...
Sometimes like faint letters that says, to continue reading, click here.
Okay.
Start gallery.
Oh, God. I hate gallery.
Me too. Why?
Why do I have to click so...
And wait, the loading. Ugh.
You want to read it? You can't go.
Okay.
You're done.
I'll take over.
I can't read from that far.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Linda Monk lost 6 pounds in 3 weeks and partially credits her weight loss to a nightly glass of wine. According to Monk, the wine curbs her craving for sweets and other unhealthy snacks. My long-held desire to snack on sweets, biscuits, and chocolates after my dinner has disappeared, she said.
I believe it.
Really?
If you drink wine when you're feeling peckish, it's done. It's over.
According to the Daily Mail, researchers at Harvard University studied 20,000 women over the 13-year period and found that those who drank half a bottle of wine, about 2 glasses daily, reduced their risk of obesity. In addition, studies have revealed that drinking red wine can help burn fat.
Nice.
Technically, it would be. So it's not the wine, it's the fact that you're not eating.
Liquid diet, man. That's the best diet.
It allows you to starve.
And you know why, though? Because you take in calories and you shit them all the next day.
It's true. Drinking
alcohol. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You should go to the bathroom.
Every time I drink and like forget to eat, I get drunk faster, I sleep well, and then the next morning I'm like, I feel skinny.
I feel skinny.
It's a polite way
My
to put
stomach
it.
Looks amazing.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta chug this glass.
Chug it, chug it, chug it. Oh, I also have from Carp, but it's, we know this already. Netflix and wine is a new boyfriend this fall. We know.
Now there's like Netflix and chill. So
Netflix and chill?
You guys don't know this expression?
Yeah, of course. Tom and I use it all the time. Sometimes it's like Netflix and chill tonight.
What? Because
it means like when it's a joke when somebody asks you to come over for Netflix and chill, it's really to have sex.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's a joke, yeah.
Where it's like you'll start watching Netflix, but we all know that you're going to fuck the movie.
You've never seen memes like that? Like Netflix
and chill?
Fuck, it's
all over on Facebook. What are you telling me?
And then I don't
pay attention to that crap, ladies.
And then I saw a meme of a guy with like a mullet and it was like VHS and chill. It was like in the 80s.
Oh, I beautiful. Didn't see that at all. No. Okay, so that's it. That's episode 28, I'm hoping.
28?
28? 29?
28?
What?
29?
No idea.
Are we close to 30?
I don't know what day it is. I don't know what fucking
episode. No, it is 28th because the 26th, I was like, oh, it's been a year. And you're like, actually, it's going to be next one. And then the next one was the last one before she went into labor.
So wait, just a second. Didn't we say that when she was going to have the baby and she could start drinking again, that would be season two?
So this is episode one of season two. That makes sense because it's November. Yeah, it's been over a year.
I don't remember us saying that ever.
I thought that's what we said, but
maybe it sounds.
Let's just say, okay, season two, episode one. That's it. Bye.
All right, bye.
Stay sexy. Montreal?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're still doing
that. Is that where we are?
Or like the world, you know?
Because nobody from Montreal listens to us.
Stay sexy, the world. That sounds
weird. No, you know what? Earth. I'm going to say stay sexy, Australia. Because why not?
Okay. What, are you going to change every episode?
Why not? Okay. How many countries do we have? 300 something? I'll be fine.
Do we? I don't even know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, stay sexy, Australia.
Next week, watch out, Lithuania.
You want me to put...
Where'd you, like, pull that
What do you
out
want
from?
Me to do?
Nothing.
Okay.
I didn't...
No one asked you to do anything.
I didn't ask you to do anything.
I thought you went like this, like, no. Hand it to me.
No, I'm I didn't sorry. Ask you to do anything at all.